It is very important to have a moral attitude that draws people towards you, rather than fending them off. An attitude that inspires harmony amongst all working groups.
He is a very scientific and hard-working individual.
I consider him to be unrivaled in terms of the amount of time he allots to matters relating to his work.
He never happens to leave an important matter suspended due to some other business of his.
He fulfills his social responsibility at its best, just as he does with his scientific work. He commits himself to the growth and improvement of the society and others.
The first time I met Dr. Larijani was around late 1992 and early 1993, when, as I remember, he had just finished his studies, ultra-specialization in endocrinology.
I completed my studies in medicine at Tehran University School of Medicine, where I also completed my specialization. The ultra-specialization course was a joint one between Tehran and Shahid Beheshti universities. Following that, I spent part of my fellowship in England and passed multiple training courses in transplant of the pancreas, diabetes, and some international workshops, which I either was a member of or merely attended. I was born in a family where scientific discussions were very much in bold, and I remember that our father and even my elder brothers cared almost for nothing but scientific matters. As for me, from the start I had a fondness for experimental sciences rather than mathematics. Almost all my brothers were, in a way, successful in their academic studies and were among the bright students of their classes. Although I was not very studious, I had to force myself into studying, otherwise I would have lost the respect of the others. In a way, no one would discuss anything but studies, and when we would talk about something different, my father would usually tell us to go after our schoolwork. This had its effect on our spirits.
We have to go way back, almost the year 1986, when we had decided to establish a center within the university inside the hospital and start doing research work.
He started his activities in a research center for tumors in a small room in Shariati Hospital.
One might say the most effective person in the development and improvement of this research center has been Dr. Larijani, with all the love and sacrifice he put into it.
The activities that would present this research center as a notable one have been due to the support and leadership of Dr. Larijani as a thinker in the administrative field and in the science and research field, who has always had the last word. It has been his leadership and management that has enabled the research center to be promoted to the level it is at today.
We used to work in three different areas, inside the center itself, in between universities, and at the international level. In the latter case, one might say that if it hadn't been for Dr. Larijani's efforts, it wouldn't have been accomplished.
Right. Regarding the document on diabetes, also within this scheme, in order for us to reach the aim of being able to control diabetes and to prevent its prevalence, a document has been designed with clear objectives to be able to both control diabetes and to truly promote the quality of this control. This document will be unveiled in the near future, God willing.
It is an appropriate and important moment for the unveiling of the National Bill of Diabetes, which was promised by the respected minister and Dr. Larijani. It demonstrates the noble leadership of the honorable state and our country with the aim of fighting this dangerous disease.
Experience of the two distinguished ministers in the region, Turkmenistan and the Kyrgyzstan Minister of the Health, and we hear about some information about the experience in the region for the management of the diabetes mellitus. If you are already started with the presentation of the Mr. Dr. Gordon Bunyan about the global burden of disease, please.
Research in our country tends towards growth, but as you know, conducting research is getting more and more difficult nowadays. There are huge research networks in the world. You seldom notice an article on which a noticeable number of research teams wouldn't work on. Blood banks and data banks have spread so much that when you want to conduct research and you do not dispose of those banks compared to those people, you will definitely fall behind. We are considered a country that has a great number of talented youth. We truly see in the field of medicine students facing challenges, and we feel grieved, for our system cannot educate them duly and cannot put their energy into use. Should they be placed in an experienced working team, these young people would be able to work on a lot of issues. They wouldn't feel the time pass. They would work 24 hours a day doing research. Their thoughts and intellect would improve in that field. I felt I was providing better grounds for researchers to do research work. It is true that I fell behind in my own research projects, but I remained happy. And to be honest, when I used to see that various parts of the university were growing at a reasonable rate and that such an open climate had been created for the researchers, it was very gratifying for me.
I think this teaching and learning process within the center actually exists owing to the presence of Dr. Larijani, and with the cooperation of such people, a teaching and learning organization can reach its best.
One of our aims in forming the center was actually to create an appropriate footing for young researchers and others interested in working in this field to be able to get together and share in their research efforts and to be able to continue this path. We hope that this process will continue to develop more and more day by day. By the way, I have been working concurrently from way back in the field of medical ethics. It might be around 2 decades that I have, in a way, besides my other scientific work, given heed to this matter. The reason for it is that many of the discussions on medical ethics are somehow consistent with our religion, but there are some that need to be customized in relation to our culture, meaning that certain conditions have to be adapted to our culture. This is a place where you could profit from people's opinions. It is good for one to be exposed to this challenge of opinion, both in the sense that you hear other people's opinions and that you express your own. And that is the way it should be, because many of the greater subjects pertaining to medical ethics could in this way be proceeded with.
Both medical ethics and research ethics are topics that simply were not dealt with until that year. No one either discussed them or talked about them. No one paid heed to them. The Western example was followed without these standards being applied or cared about.
Another point, which is worth considering, is that one has to monitor the potentially new and untreated research areas. The works of the researchers who embark on those areas can usually draw lots of interest. Little has generally been written about the Islamic standpoint on medical ethics.
Fortunately, he has been the founder of ethics in this university's research and in medicine. Owing to his activities and knowledge, he was able to draw people in and send them abroad to study this field in order to be better able to work in this center. In fact, he was the person who launched this field and expanded it.
The first topic that we will discuss today is professional commitment to medicine by considering the teaching and evaluation process.
Nowadays, discussions regarding medical ethics have moved quite far from the general and mundane discussions of the past, and medical ethics in a way plays a role in medical decision-making. For this reason, discussions on medical ethics should be debated even with regards to the quality of services, our decision-making in medicine, the way the medical team communicates with patients and their company, and so forth. Many books have been published, many people have expressed interest and have published articles on this subject. This very center publishes 2 journals in the field of medical ethics, one in English and one in Farsi. 25 to 30 PhD students in this field commute to this center.
How can we adopt a special strategy to teach this field to the students?
This matter has now entered a stage where, minus the observance of medical ethics, we can no longer consider it rightful medical practice. Some examples even exist where, for instance, someone says that the patient's blood pressure is such and such, but it turns out that he hasn't tested the patient's blood pressure at all. Another aspect is when we ask ourselves, well, should a decent professional need a backbone or not? Should we observe values or not? Can we found new values beyond cultural values as spiritual values? In this field of medical ethics, our effort all these years has been through the use of existing science in this field, considering the kind of culture and religion that exists within our country, to create a composition by which we would be able to link some basics of medical ethics to our culture and to form a relationship between them. Anyway, to conduct research in both science and applied sciences is apt. In my opinion, we can make a classification in the realm of science for some researchers that does not have an immediate outcome, but could solve some issues in the long run to invest in. I believe it would be reasonable to concentrate and give 15 to 20% of one's efforts to this area, but many of the immediate issues could be solved with applied research.
At present, we have around 880 to 890 articles published in accredited journals with high age indexes. Actually, the highest share of the written articles belongs to Mr. Larijani, Not only is he the leader, but he has the highest age index also, and the highest credits, which one must acquire as a scientist. And as it is clearly explained in your program, he is among the top 1% of scientists in the world. Moreover, he is known to be among the best scientists of the Islamic countries. There is a journal in Persian, the Iran Journal of Diabetes and Metabolism, of which Dr. Larijani is the managing director. It is a very good journal and maybe among the first in this field. It has received a science and research ranking from the country's Medical Sciences Publications Commission. Another journal, which is written in English, the JDMD, Journal of Diabetes and Metabolic Disorders, is a journal which is published online and is open access. Mr. Larijani is its chief editor. This journal is being indexed right now in PubMed, and the indexing process in the ISI is running its course. This journal is one which receives a great number of articles from numerous countries. It publishes more than 80 articles each year.
Please upload it to my laptop so I can find it. Please make it quick. Well then, when I was a student at the university in my second or third year, I got married. It was in fact a bit difficult to manage the heavy medical studies with my married life. In the beginning, till we were able to establish ourselves, life was a bit hard, but we tried to take it easy. I lived for quite a while in the basement of one of my brother's house. In this picture, I am making food.
How long ago was this?
Many years, close to 25 years ago. This is a family picture. This is my daughter. This is my eldest brother. This one is my other brother, who is the head of the judiciary. And this here is me. I'm a bit blonde. This is a meeting which we had in our center many years ago. This is our late mother, this one, sitting in the middle. This is the village. These are the children. And that was my daughter, and this here is my son. Honestly, there were times I used to walk a bit more. I used to be more with my family. But gradually, due to the expansion of my work, it reduced somewhat. But I try very much to talk with them, 1 hour or half an hour every day. They might complain that I should spend more time with them. Anyway, you can see that I'm doing something that I love, and I am, in a way, also serving humanity, in that I'm helping the expansion of science and research. My family understands this, but since I spend little time with them, they may complain. Truth is that I focus my attention more on my scientific work. Most of what I have been doing in different areas was mainly technical rather than, for instance, administrative. Anyway, when I was the chairman of Tehran University of Medical Sciences, despite all of that management responsibility, I kept more to the matters of science and science development. Now, at the Ministry of Health, I also have a technical and specialist position, which deals with the expansion of science and similar matters. Actually, I have often withheld from involving myself in non-technical jobs. In medicine, due to the link that exists between science and our practice, when we conduct research, we conduct it on patients whom we try to cure. Occasionally, we are able to apply to things that we understand and believe to be right, and this can soon become effective. There is blood in your urine. Did you follow up on your liver problem?
Yes, you had prescribed a test for me. 1 year later, I repeated those tests and was told that my problem is congenital.
Are you still taking the atorvastatins?
No, I don't take them anymore. When I take fat-fighting pills, I get sick.
Anyway, the doctor's practice turns the relationship between doctor and patient into a special one, and many of the patients feel that they can seek guidance for their other health concerns that are not necessarily in that doctor's specialty. Somehow the patient gets healed and he or she leaves the doctor with satisfaction. When we do useful work for a number of patients, our soul is at peace. Many times, I keep the patient's file to do new research on it and try to see whether new findings have been published on it or a new drug has been made. Sometimes we encounter useful findings. Doctors deal with human beings. To consider that human beings are not just human bodies, but that they have a soul, will often help us in curing them. This means that if we are neglectful, we can invalidate our prescription and the patient will go elsewhere. On the other hand, with some level of kindness, we can make our prescription more serious and convincing. From time to time, one needs to think. I try very much, especially during holidays, to take a walk and think for a while. And I think it is very helpful. Sometimes it is much better than sitting behind a desk. As you walk, you can reflect upon your research work, your job, your life, about life, existence as a whole, and death. In my view, sometimes we take decisions that affect our outlook and that they are very effective. If we work having clear aims, our country will be able to propound ideas in many areas, even throughout the world. And it is quite expected that in a country like ours, we would be able to find a truly valuable rank in the region and in the world. Let's hope that our country will be able to continue in this direction.